Okay, before we get into any news, we have to talk about this mug that you gave me. It is so cute.
I gave you your Christmas present, like, it's 2 weeks late. It's adorable.
Okay, so for everyone who doesn't know, I'm a major Star Wars fan.
She is.
So he gave me a limited edition Leia mug. So it's got a little picture of Leia with her blaster over the Rebel symbol. And then on the back of the mug, it says, "Don't mess with the princess." It is seriously so cute. It is so cute. It's so cute. I'm obsessed with it. So I'm drinking my mango passion fruit tea. We have our out tea. Of my new mug.
We're ready to drink and spill.
Absolutely.
Both meanings of the words.
Yes, of course.
Let's get into it. You're listening to TRM, your weekly pop culture news guide. I'm your host, Spencer.
And I'm your host, Lexi.
And happy Friday.
Happy Friday, everybody.
It is Friday. Thank God.
We made it through another week.
We did. We made it through.
Whose song of the week is it?
It is my song of the week.
Okay, it is yours.
It is time for the TRM song of the week, and it is my pick this week.
Yes.
I am throwing it back to an oldie but a goodie. You're going to be proud of me.
You do this like every single week.
I know. You're going to be proud of me though, because it's kind of indie.
Oh,
it's
wow.
A little like off the grid.
Oh my God, look at you.
Sinead O'Connor.
Okay.
Nothing Compares to You.
I haven't
you know
heard
that
this.
No, if you heard it, you would know what it is. Like, it's one of those songs that, like, if you say the name of it, nobody knows what it is until you play it, and it's like, oh.
Okay, gotcha.
An iconic one-hit wonder. She's a one-hit wonder. This was, like, a huge hit. I think it was originally a Prince song.
Oh.
It's basically, like, sad vibes.
Okay.
If sad vibes were a song, if you were, like, a song... It's
Thank
you.
You.
Kind of a little emo, it. Kind of like it
like
is
a dark princess.
It is what it is.
I love that.
Yeah.
Okay.
So that's my song of the week. Check it out. That. You've probably heard it. If you have no idea what I'm talking about, if you listen to the song, you know what it is.
Okay.
Because like you know.
You just know.
You have to know. All if you right. don't, you are uncultured.
Okay. Well, I guess I'm uncultured because I didn't recognize it off the bat.
You're done.
I can't wait any longer. I can't wait. We have to get into the pop culture pop-off, the hot topics this week. We are talking about the Kim, Kanye,
oh,
Jeffree Star scandal.
My
I feel like
God.
It's so out of left field.
Like, what? Like, 2021, we're not doing this. Like, I am not doing this.
I was, like, ready for 2020 to be crazy,
peace.
And then 2021 to be, okay, we're wrapping up the storylines of 2020, and then
it's like a housewife show.
Yeah, like, I'm ready for the reunion.
We're done.
And then we're done, and we're going to have our off season.
Yeah.
Nope. Apparently not.
Nope.
Apparently
nope.
We're just getting to the height of things, because
so,
holy cow.
Kanye, Kim, and Jeffree are now all... As Jada Pinkett Smith said, entangled.
Yes.
So it's an entanglement today.
Oh my goodness.
Let's just start with the divorce. So Kanye and Kim are allegedly getting divorced.
Which is a big enough story as it is.
As it is. And then a scandal came along, which
just
was...
Just the little like cherry on top, the poison cherry.
Kanye allegedly cheated on Kim with male beauty guru Jeffree Star. I mean,
which is wild, especially considering. Okay, so here's the thing, because I've heard that, you know, he had his entanglement with Jeffree, but I also heard that Kanye recently aligned himself with an extremely like homophobic pastor in church.
Okay.
So what I'm gathering from this is that it almost seems like. If, you know, because it's all alleged, right?
Oh,
if,
it's we'll get into the whole rumor of it
yeah,
all.
If Kanye actually did hook up with Jeffree Star, he could
he
actually
doesn't
be
like
closeted.
Himself inside?
Yeah, he could be, like, closeted, and that's why he's trying
well,
to
because,
go to this
like,
church
the
to, like,
world
get rid of the
would
feelings.
Look at him like, you have Kim Kardashian, and you're going to, like, go to Wyoming to be with Mr. Star, who is, I would say, one of the biggest snakes of our planet. That's my personal tea on it. Okay. Let's start with the divorce. So Page Six came out with a report earlier this week that basically said they're getting a divorce. She's, quote, done. It's over. You know, they've been living separate lives for months. You know, this past summer, he moved to Wyoming. Let me paint you a picture. Let's get this timeline out here.
get out your verbal brushes. We're painting a picture.
Here we go. Wow, that was really good.
Thank you.
So Kanye moved to Wyoming late in the summer.
Mm-hmm.
And this is when his whole presidency, Kanye 2020, mental breakdown, bipolar spiral started. And it was said back then that they were separating. Because, you know, we saw Kim go up there to visit him. The paparazzi shots came out of her crying. They were in a car. And it was like, oh, their marriage is over.
Yeah.
And then that kind of went away. Now it's coming back out that the reason he went to Wyoming was so that they could live separately while they figured out their separation, basically. Mm-hmm. So that they could split assets. It would be best for the kids.
They were always going to split. They were just trying to figure out the best way to do that. An organized
way of doing it. Which, I mean, everyone starts out that way. And it's like, we're going to do this, like, nicely. We're going to be friends. And it gets messy. So,
well, you know what they say is criminal law is the worst people are at their best, and divorce law is the best people at their worst.
Oh.
I got that from Marriage Story. Oh. It's a really good film, by the way.
So, I guess, I don't know how Kanye could get worse, but, like, we're gonna see. I can't even wrap my head around this. I'm struggling to even get it all out because it's so much. So, basically, they're separating. She's allegedly done. I have some quotes. According to Page Six, Kim got Kanye to go up there to Wyoming so they could live separate lives and quietly get things sorted out to separate and divorce. She's done. She is serious about taking the bar exam and becoming a lawyer. Meanwhile, Kanye is talking about running for president and saying other crazy shit, and she's just had enough of it.
Which, I mean, I can't say that I blame her. Like, I feel bad for both of them in this situation because, I mean, marriage is definitely hard.
Especially with someone who has mental illness.
For sure. And I mean, I'm mentally ill.
She's going to have to carry it.
But yeah, and I've dated people with mental illness too. So I understand how hard it is. But even for both of them, I mean, I feel bad. Marriage is hard enough as it is. And then when you stack in
fame
and, you know, mental struggles and all of that stuff, like it's... I don't want to say it's a recipe for disaster because, you know, there's a few people that make it work, but oftentimes in Hollywood, we don't see these marriages last. And Kim and Kanye were kind of that one staple of like, man, their lives are crazy, but they're doing it. Like, if they can make it, then anybody can.
They were kind of up against it before they started.
For sure.
Like, they got off on the wrong foot just because of all the circumstances.
Yeah.
That was an inside source that talked to Page Six. Page Six also had another source that was more closely connected to Kanye, who reported to them that Kanye is, quote, completely over the whole family, and that he thinks their life in front of reality TV cameras is, quote, unbearable. Mm. Now, in recent months, Kim has also ditched her $1.3 million wedding ring. She hasn't worn it in public for months.
Pawn that. Pawn it.
No, don't pawn it. Go to Pawn Stars and sell it and get on camera and make it a moment. Get the bag and
Kim
pawn it.
Kim doesn't need to show up on Pawn Stars. That would be so weird.
Well,
could you imagine? Have you seen Pawn Stars?
Yes, I have.
Can you imagine Pawn Stars. Kim Kardashian walking in and talking to Rick Harrison?
Yes, and I'm living for that Chun-Li. Image.
Wait, Chun-Li, right? That's his name. He's
Didn't he die? Didn't one of them die?
What? I haven't watched in a long time.
I haven't
time.
Either. But it's always a staple on TV, right? Like, yeah, you have those shows, but like, I mean, Pawn Stars is always there.
I can't even envision Kim walking in. Hi,
what a
guys.
Moment, though.
I'm here to sell my wedding ring, too, from Kanye. I want to see that as, like, an animated parody, not an actual film.
Like an SNL skit.
That's what needs to happen.
Yeah. So, producers, anyone, take our advice. If you do, I would accept the royalties. That is copyright pending. Anyway, so then this whole story blew up. They're getting a divorce. She's done. It's over. Blah, blah, blah. Every tabloid covered it. And that was followed by a TikToker. Her name is Ava Louise. Mm-hmm. And she posted a video basically revealing, you know, this is a rumor. I don't want to get sued. So I'm going to keep it unnamed, anonymous. But someone... I have a source who has told me that Kanye has been hooking up with a male beauty guru and everyone knows it. And it's like this known thing. And basically that's the tea. And Kim knows about it and it's a whole thing. And that, I mean, exploded. Like if divorce story wasn't big enough, this exploded. Like it was like atomic bomb, nuclear bomb. I don't know if those are in order, but like they went off at the same time and it just all happened.
Yeah.
This then spiraled into the internet doing some investigative work. And basically, Stan Twitter decided it's Jeffree Star. The unnamed beauty guru is Jeffree Star.
I mean, he does have a song in which he talks about, you know, certain
I have the receipts. I have Kanye. The receipts. So after this, of course, the detectives of Twitter, who are, I think, better than the FBI.
Also, let's not make it political here, but just a funny joke. Stan Twitter is more investigative and defensive than our own government.
At the Capitol?
Yes.
Paging Stan Twitter. Paging Stan Twitter. We have a riot. Stan Twitter. Could you imagine?
Oh my God.
ABC News. Stan Twitter defends the Capitol.
Well, here's the thing. Living. Stan Twitter is like, we love Stan Twitter because like you said, toxic, they are more though. Investigative than the FBI.
Toxic.
But and when they're coming to defend coming. Their faves, they will literally destroy your bloodline.
They will.
So
you're done.
I'm just saying, like, I think that...
Please don't come for us, Stan Twitter, ever.
No,
like,
we love you, Stan Twitter. But my personal opinion is that, you know, for the next 4 years... If something happened,
they're going to find it.
Oh, yeah. For the next 4 years, anytime they're trying to look for, like, security for the government, for anything, the Capitol, whatever...
For anything.
You should be able to put on your resume, I run
Quantico,
a Stan...
Stan Twitter.
I run a Stan Twitter account.
And you're like, you're hired.
You're in. You're That's in. All we needed to know.
So... Stan Twitter dug up some 2011 tweets from Jeffree Star that referenced Kanye. One of them was, at Kanye West, last night was so fun, XOXO. That was from February 24th, 2011. Now, there's another tweet from 2010, which I'm just not even going to go there because it just is kind of nasty. It's about some body parts and colors and makeup, and it's on our account if you want to read it.
Yeah. Essentially, Jeffree alludes to the reason that his like makeup is so pigmented is because Kanye likes to see it on
body parts.
Kanye's own body parts.
Yeah. And then he Jeffree Star also, I guess, is a singer. All the people in like the Instagram bios, live, laugh, love, actor, singer, writer, producer. Like,
yeah.
I guess that's Jeffree Star now. We're adding singer to the resume of snake makeup guru singer? question mark. So he actually came out with a song called Bitch Please and references Kanye in doing some things, which that is also.
He brushes his teeth with Kanye.
That is also on our Instagram account
at
the.rumor.mill if you want to read those.
Yeah.
So basically, the internet took this as proof. Like, here's the evidence. Like, what is going on?
Mm-hmm.
This was followed by another TikToker named, I think, Patty Pop Culture, who did a further breakdown of what Ava Louise said. Now, if you're struggling to follow, listen along, because this is where it gets good.
Gets spicy.
Allegedly, the source that Ava was talking about in her first video is a LA divorce attorney who has receipts. Now, I'm pretty sure I know who this is because Page Six basically exposed it.
Mm-hmm.
Kim has reportedly hired like one of the top California divorce lawyers there is. Mm-hmm. Her name is Laura Wasser. And Kim has had her on retainer, allegedly, for years, just mm-hmm. waiting to, if something happens.
Yeah.
Because Kim, there's stuff out there saying that Kim hasn't divorced Kanye yet because he's been in such a mental health spiral that she felt bad serving him papers while he's in a bipolar episode. So she has held off. Good for her.
Absolutely.
And so I guess... According to Patty Pop Culture, the reason this story got out there was because Kim allegedly told her divorce lawyer all of this information and gave her evidence that Kanye was cheating on Jeffree and somehow...
Cheating with Jeffree.
And somehow that possibly made it from the divorce lawyer to a TikToker out. Now, I'm not saying this is it. Don't sue me. This is what's being alluded to. I don't know if she did it or that. This is one scenario.
It could be like
a made up rumor. And this is like,
yeah. Or it could be like, you know, a janitor was cleaning, saw some papers on the floor, had to pick them up, and was like, oh,
an intern was overhearing something. We don't know.
We have no idea how it got out
because I don't think that Kim or Kanye is ever going to comment on this. It's just not going to be confirmed or unconfirmed. So now. The only response we've gotten to it is Jeffree actually posted a picture on Instagram and captioned it, I'm ready for Sunday service. And we all know Kanye loves a Sunday service.
Yep.
So is he referencing it to fuel the fire? because like he's getting a viral moment, or is he kind of subtly confirming it without confirming it? What do you think?
I feel like here's how I saw it. I think that he's kind of confirming it without confirming it, and I think it's a bit of a dig at Kanye because, like I said before, it's been rumored that he's like linking up right now with a really homophobic pastor and church. And so if he's trying to be cleansed by the church, quote unquote, of his homophobia or of his homophobic tendencies. Wait, no.
No. Of his
homosexual tendencies. Cheating I'm with sorry.
Jeffrey.
No, so yeah, so I'm saying is like if Kanye's trying to like pray the gay away.
Okay.
Right? And he cheated with Jeffrey, then now, Jeffrey would be ready for Sunday service to also, quote, pray the gay away with Kanye. Does that make sense?
Or
like, it's like a dig because if Kanye's trying to like get rid of being gay, but he's been
with Jeffrey
already this whole time,
then Jeffrey's maybe like, digging at him.
Yeah, for that, in that way, like by making fun of the church thing. Oh. Does that make sense? Am I making sense at all?
I don't know. I
mean, maybe I'm overthinking it.
But maybe like, I'm overanalyzing it. Now I like don't know what to believe, because like now I'm like,
I think it's definitely a dig. I think he's kind of trying to confirm it. But the thing with Sunday service, that sounds like a church thing.
Well, yeah, because Kanye is known for his Sunday services and the dove emoji that he uses. Yeah.
And it could also be like Sunday service in the sense of like he's servicing.
Oh. You know. You're over. Now, I think now you're going in the rabbit hole. I mean,
that's how I write my captions, though. If when I'm like upset or like digging at somebody meetings. Like that, oh yeah, double entendres all the way through. Like every single word, when I'm trying to be shady on social media, every single word is chosen very carefully, and I'll literally have like three different meanings in like one sentence.
You're a psychopath.
Yeah.
I don't take my beef to social media. I don't think I've ever posted anything on Snapchat or Instagram that's alluded to any beef. Or feud.
I definitely have.
You take it to social media. I don't, because I just feel like I'm going to do it in a private message. Like, I don't need to come for you publicly because I'll destroy you privately, and that's just what it is.
Here's my thing. It depends on the person, the situation. If you're somebody that I actually really like and care about, then I'm not going to take it to social media.
But see, I'd be petty like you. If it's like I don't care and I'm just going to be petty, then I'll post about it.
But if you like really... I've definitely been that person where like if you really hurt me and you really screw me over, I'm going to make sure that everybody knows it. Because
in a subliminal way.
Yeah.
And you think that's what he's doing?
Yeah. Because like on how I do it is like on social media, it's very subliminal. But in my private life, I'm like, did you hear that they did this? Did you hear that they did that? So, and I just tell exactly what they did and let their own actions destroy them. People should be held accountable for their actions. I'm a little mean sometimes. I know that I can be a little mean.
But like in context.
Yeah. It's not unwarranted. I'm not just going to be a mean girl for no reason.
Like, so that's me. Like, I'm basically, like, don't push me and I won't push you.
Yeah. I mean, the way that I am is, like, you can push me probably 5 times, and then when I finally stand up and push you back, you're getting knocked the F out.
So, are we, like, I don't know. Oh, and then I left something out about this whole scandal.
Okay.
Remember how I mentioned that Kanye moved to Wyoming? This past summer?
I know what you're going to say. Oh my God.
Jeffrey also relocated to Wyoming, sold his Beverly Hills mansion, and bought a ranch in Wyoming in August.
Oh my God.
When was the last time you heard of two mainstream celebrities
who are rumored to be hooking up together,
both moving to the same rural state?
They're in the same neighborhood.
That's a word, right?
Yeah, rural.
Rural.
Rural. Like rural. It's a tongue twister. It's weird. No, but I even heard that they're in the same neighborhood now.
Oh, and their houses in Calabasas. Sorry, not Jeffrey didn't live in Beverly Hills. I think he lived in Calabasas. Their two homes in Calabasas were in the same gated community.
Oh my God! Literally, like it just really fans the flames. It just doesn't.
It really does.
It adds up. It makes the most sense. And I mean. I mean, if it comes out to not be true, then like, I mean, fine, whatever. But I'll be a little disappointed.
I'll be a little disappointed.
I'm sorry.
I hate Jeffree Star.
I don't like him either. But I mean, I love the idea.
I don't. I feel that like
Kanye and Jeffree Star hooked up. I just think that's like, really like you. It's just so random to me. I just
that's
I just
the point
dig
that
it.
Everyone loves is that it's like so out of left field. But like, I would feel, if I was Kim Kardashian,
oh, if I was I Kim, I'd feel horrible. So, like I feel so bad for Kim. Like, I feel terrible for Kim.
Look
but
at me. Like, look at me.
Yeah.
And like, Jeffree Star, who has like pink hair extensions and is like looks like
don't
a skeleton.
Shame the pink hair.
He looks like a skeleton.
He's
like
very thin. He's very thin.
Well, not even thin. Like, it's just, I don't know. He's just, I don't know.
I mean, I wouldn't pick Jeffree over Kim anyway. But I mean, everybody's got their own taste. I don't know. I think, I mean, I guess the real question would be if they did hook up, how
why
often?
And where and like, how did they meet?
Yeah.
And what is the situation?
Like, what happened there? Because I guess that would be my curiosity is like, how long has this been going
did
on?
Did Kris Jenner leak the story?
How did he even...
did Kris Jenner leak this story?
Maybe.
Because, you know, we, I mean, the devil works hard. Kris Jenner works harder.
Yeah.
So they're getting a divorce. Did she leak this to make Kim look good in the divorce? Because if,
I mean,
if Kanye's quote over the family and they know it.
Yeah.
Then,
well, I almost wonder, because here's the thing.
Just like we talked about the Capitol and like national security. I bet Kris Jenner at her desk has like 3 nuke bombs. Like,
oh my God.
Press this one, sends all the dirt to this tabloid. Press this one, sends all like kill files. She has like kill files on every member of the family.
I wouldn't doubt it. I wouldn't doubt it.
This
Kim's
is
just like
Kris Jenner all
or,
the way.
Kris Jenner's just like, you know
it's
what?
It's time.
I've had enough. She like gets up in her little suit jacket and her skirt.
Her
pencil
suit.
Skirt. Yeah. And she gets up in her little pantsuit. She waltzes
flips
over
the
to
lid
a
of the
file.
Red button.
Yeah. She like, yep. She flips the red button. She flips open the lid.
A secret safe opens with all the kill files.
Oh my God. She walks over. She takes out a little peach folder. She opens it. She thumbs through it and she goes, that's
this
the one.
This is it. And then in the dead of night, she puts on like a Fendi raincoat, goes to the town or like a mailbox across town and puts it
she's
in a random mailbox
on.
So it can't be tracked.
Mm-hmm.
And all of a sudden, Page Six this week has a report.
Oh my God.
That is basically how it works.
I think we've cracked the code.
We've cracked
I think
it.
That's exactly
Kris
how
Jenner,
it
you are exposed. So I'm just going to wish Kim and Kanye good luck. I hope that they can make it peaceful. Even though he...
if I was Kim, I wouldn't, but
well,
that's just
they're
me.
Arguing, allegedly, their biggest point of contention is going to be their house. Because Kim wants it. She's like, give me the house. This is where our kids live. They're going to stay here. I don't want to divide this up. Because he allegedly owns the house, but she owns the land. So that's, I've heard,
ooh,
is going to be the biggest point of contention.
Maybe they'll just build like 2 houses next to each other.
I don't know. Good luck to them.
That
and they just
work,
moved
but...
in. Literally a $40 million house. And they just recently completed $20 million renovations.
Oh
and now
God.
It's like, oh God. Here we go.
I mean, yeah, if I was Kim, I'd want the house too. So
keep the house.
Yeah.
Good luck to them. We'll see how it goes. Kris is just in her moment. She's like, next
she's
season
on
Keeping Up with the Kardashians.
Yeah.
No, they'll
for
be
real.
On Hulu. That's
oh my
perfect
God.
For Hulu.
You know, what if.
What?
Theory.
Ooh.
Conspiracy theory.
Ooh. We
definitely
love
an overthinking
we love
moment,
a conspiracy
but a little
theory.
Conspiracy theory. So since they're moving shows, moving networks, right?
Yeah. Yeah.
What are their storylines going to be?
Kim's divorce and becoming a lawyer.
Yeah, now they have that as a storyline.
Yeah.
And they can talk about, now if the whole Jeffree thing is true, they can talk about her recovering from all of that. It makes people want to watch.
I have Hulu, so when that drops, I'll call you. You can come over.
We'll watch it.
We'll watch it.
I love it.
Let's recap the latest episode of The Real Housewives of Salt Lake City. Let's move on to our next hot topic. This episode
it was
a doozy.
Lot. I felt bad for Sharif.
I just, The Real Housewives, I like, in these crazy times, brings me so much joy.
Mm-hmm.
Like, and this episode, this week's episode, the whole hip-hop party, Jen and Sharif. You talking behind my back to Mary? I was like, yes, yell. I was like, yell.
Let it out, Jen.
I was shook.
Oh,
were
absolutely.
You not shook?
I was totally shook. And it was weird. It was, I kept thinking back to, I think it was the episode before this when we, like the hot tub confessions.
Yeah.
When,
yeah.
You know, Sharif was talking to the other men and he was like, you know, I love Jen, but she's very reactionary.
She's
and she
a
says,
lot.
Yeah, she's definitely a lot, you know, and she's, you know, she says a lot of things and she gets really big and loud and, you know, sometimes she says things for shock value. And, you know, I don't like it, but I've learned...
It's who she
it's
is.
It's who she is. And I just love her. And I just kept thinking of that through
the whole time,
entire
this whole
episode. I was like, Sharif right now is just like, my wife is reactionary. I know this to be true.
Yeah.
I love her anyway.
Let's get her
but
out.
But she's going to have her moment. And I was like, God bless Sharif
Just, he knows.
For being patient.
He knows. So let's recap this week's episode. Let me pull out my notes, because you know I got notes.
Of course.
So this week we start off with Jen, and she's planning this whole surprise party for her husband, which I love a surprise party.
Absolutely.
We've talked about this. Me and Jen Shaw, party planning skills, like, on another level. Like, absolutely. We can plan a party.
Oh, for sure.
So if she ever wants to, like, link up and, like, plan something, Jen... It would just be insane.
It would be a joy. It'd be an honor.
And we find out that Mary's not invited.
Yeah. I mean, I wasn't surprised.
She got kind of emotional about that. We kind of jumped. And you know what I found out? These last two episodes, we've only seen her doing, like, home footage. She hasn't been with the group.
Yeah.
I found out on Twitter, it's because originally when they were filming Salt Lake City, they were under a different production company, and Mary was only supposed to be a friend. And after they wrapped footage, they switched production companies and they upped her to full time. And so all of this home footage is what's called pickup scenes. So what I'm gathering is that Mary, after the whole fashion show, after Meredith's fashion show a few weeks back, Mary was not at another group event until the finale. So all these home scenes,
they're just trying to fill her in.
Yeah, we're filler to make her full-time.
Oh, my God.
And then you also found something on Twitter that said that there's, like, a conspiracy that her husband, which is her grandpa, allegedly killed or planned to kill her grandma so that he could marry her. Yeah. I haven't gotten into that yet.
There's a whole lot of tea.
If you want to, like...
Yeah, there's some, like, serious rumors that...
Even her family members on YouTube are coming out with, like, family tea, like, story time, exposed videos.
Yeah. It's crazy.
It's all over Twitter.
Yeah, because apparently, like, you know, she's been saying, like, oh, you know, like...
It was in her will. We were supposed to be together.
Yeah, like, my grandma left everything to me, including her husband. Ha, 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 ha. And the family's like, yeah, actually, that's not what happened. That's actually not true.
Her maid must know everything. Imagine what her maid knows. I love what she said in the beginning of the episode when she was on the phone with her husband. She was like, I'm not invited. I'm the only one. I'm so left out. It's like, we're adults here.
Yeah.
You're not her friend. Like, why would you be? I mean, but you know what I did think is that Mary was a big enough person to invite Jen to her luncheon, and Jen didn't invite Mary to her event.
Mary also kind of, like, was really rude to Jen at her own luncheon. I'm not going to lie. I just felt like Mary for, like, she was like,
let's explain who we are. Really, Mary, and then she interrupted her.
Here's how I feel about Mary. Mary's nice on paper, but
like Jen on paper looks crazy. It's like, why does Jen hate Mary so much?
Yeah.
And everyone was asking that. And then you kind of watch.
And you kind of see why.
And maybe it's because she's smart enough, whereas Jen isn't. Mary's maybe smart enough if they have gone through issues, like when Jen brought up the whole 7-Eleven comment.
Mm-hmm.
Mary might do things off camera. And Jen, obviously... does everything on camera.
Mm-hmm.
So Mary always is going to look like the victim because Mary plays it safe.
Mm-hmm.
So understand.
She's got like a gloved hand behind her back with the murder weapon in
it. Exactly. Mary is very quietly and innocently manipulative without purposefully all the time trying to be manipulative. And
I don't think Jen's manipulative at all. No, she's very reactionary.
Open book.
Yeah.
Open
and that's where I think that.
But I love Mary. I love her on the show.
I, like, love both of them on the show. I don't think I could be friends with either of them in real life.
No, I could be friends with Jen. You know, you know me, I could handle it.
Yeah, you handle me. And I think that I'm a lot like Jen in that way that I'm like, ah, you know, like, I'm just kind of a spazoid.
You.
Yeah, but I think that two of me would be too much.
Oh. I'd be like, I need only one today. The two personalities. I'll take this one.
Yeah.
But I've always been Team Jen, but I kind of get it a little bit more now. And Whitney.
I like Whitney.
Whitney
has a bad habit of bringing up private matters at public events.
Bad timing. Mm-hmm. Like what she did with Lisa at Meredith's party, and now what she's doing to Jen at her husband's party.
Bad timing.
Like, it's... I don't know. Is it on purpose, though?
Well, I think it's just for the show. But, I mean, in all of the franchises,
there's
always
the
a party. Yeah,
it
can never be just a party. There has to be a scandal that goes down at the party.
Exactly.
And unfortunately, it seems like it's been falling on Whitney. Because I think that, here's the thing. I feel that Whitney is one of the most genuine like,
I do too.
Kind, compassionate members of the whole group.
I do too.
So I think that she hears a lot from a lot of people.
And she wants to be everyone's friend and ends up hurting everyone.
And unfortunately, she's in the position right now where because of the show, she has to talk about these things on camera. And the best way to do that is at these events.
She's
and I don't
smart
think
about
that's
it.
Normally Whitney's style.
No.
But I think that for the show, she kind of has to do that. And it sucks.
And she's assuming the Tamra Judge pot stirring role. Because Tamra Judge is the best pot stirrer in Housewives history. That's why I think...
I think Jen's more of a pot stirrer than Whitney.
Well, no, I mean a calculated pot stirrer for the show. Hmm. I think a lot of the reason this season of OC has not done as well is because Tamra isn't there to push the storylines. And I'm not saying that in a bad way. I think that's one of Tamra's great qualities for OC, and that's mm-hmm. why she needs to be on that show. I think Whitney is this franchise's pot stirrer, and she pushes the storyline whether she knows it or not.
Yeah.
And, you know, we see Whitney and Mary kind of link up, and Mary tells her a bit of information
mm-hmm.
that Meredith and Lisa, who are both very close to Jen, are allegedly scared of her, too scared to confront
her.
And this is after Mary didn't get invited. Yeah. So Mary's
kind
of like,
I'm almost wondering if this is where the gloved hand comes in.
Did she make it up?
I think there's a chance. Meredith and Lisa don't strike me as being scared of anybody.
No. And Lisa said that to Jen, which we'll get to the party in a little bit. What was with everyone that comes in my home has to wear booties?
That was weird.
Mary's house, like everyone that walks in has to wear booties.
That's weird.
And she
just
gets into this whole tangent about how shoes are dirty.
Just take your shoes off then. I mean, we don't wear shoes inside my house.
Is Jen cuckoo for Cocoa Puffs? Like, seriously. I mean, I'm sorry, Mary. Is Mary? Like, because that's what Jen said. She's like, she's crazy. Like,
she's a little bit crazy.
Is Mary crazy? And we just haven't seen it. And so that's why we don't understand why Jen is the way Jen is towards her.
I think that Mary is a little bit out there. I would agree
but
with that.
Perfect for reality TV.
For sure. Absolutely perfect for reality TV. But I would agree that Mary's definitely a little bit out there. Jen is also a little cuckoo for Cocoa Puffs, but in a different way.
I think anyone that does reality TV has to be a little bit.
I agree.
But like in a good way. Not in like I'm shading you, but like you're nuts.
That's, yeah, for sure.
In a good way.
In a good way.
And I just have to ask you, what do you think of Meredith's son, Brooks?
I don't mind him. A lot of people don't like him.
No, everyone really liked him in the beginning. And now it's like I'm seeing on social media, me included. It's like I'm over you. Like, who do you think you are?
I think it's actually refreshing to have the kids' perspective on things.
And they're doing that on OC, too, with Shannon's kids.
Mm-hmm. I like it. I don't mind it at all.
And of course, Jersey, we've always seen Teresa's kids.
Of course. Yeah, I think that they're trying to give them more of a platform. And honestly, I think that they're...
And show their families more, which
sure.
I enjoy.
And I think they're almost a little bit testing the waters to see how they would do on their own show. And I think that if Brooks had his own show, not like about him specifically, but if he was on a cast.
Below Deck.
Sure. I think he would do incredible. I think he'd do really well. I just think that...
Project Runway.
Sure.
Blah, blah, blah.
I just think that because he's the kid of, then he's getting like a, why are we still hearing from you? You know?
That's true.
Because Seth isn't really around to do the confessionals.
So
Brooks is kind of stepping in to be her husband role. Yeah.
With the commentary and everything like that. I get that. And I have a little season two casting tea.
Okay.
Courtesy of one of my favorite people on Instagram, Christian Gray Snow. If you are not following him, I don't know what you're doing. He always has like the best inside tea. So reportedly, Meredith has received her contract for season two, and she's renting a new home that has been approved for filming. They're going to pick up filming right after the reunion. There's going to be a really quick turnaround time.
Oh.
Jen has not yet received a contract.
Allegedly.
But that's the only two people they know of. There's said to be other contracts going around. Those were the only two names mentioned. It's not that Jen won't get a contract. They just haven't decided on her yet because she has allegedly been told by producers that she, quote, doesn't feel authentic.
Oh.
If she is dropped from the show, I would be very disappointed.
I think there'll be something missing because I think that like...
Meredith over Jen, though? Jen is overreactive and she's very showy.
Yeah.
But take Jen out of season one, we would have had Lisa versus Heather and that's it. So crucify Jen for doing her job and giving us these crazy, like, storming out of her own party and whacking the balloons.
Oh, yeah.
Where else are you going to get that from?
And that's the thing, is I think that Jen is a lot, but that's why she's so much fun to watch.
Exactly.
Right? Like, what are
it's
our
like, I'm sitting like, there, like, in awe.
Look at, Real Housewives of New York, you know? We're not, like, I don't look back and be like, oh, Leah, I'm so...
Leah overreacted at Rhode Island, and she got all wasted and fought with Ramona.
Yeah, that's
get her
of
off
like,
the show.
Yeah, like that's wow. one of the funniest, best moments in all of this season of New York, losing her mind and throwing tiki torches in Ramona's backyard. That's some crazy level stuff.
But no one's after her for being overreactive. It's like, oh, we love Leah. She's bringing it. Well, so is Jen. And I would say after Jen, I would say Lisa has brought it in terms of drama.
I think that the one difference, though, I will say between Jen and Leah, what makes Leah more likable is that when Leah is not in her crazy moments, she's very down to earth.
Mm.
Jen is not down to earth.
No.
No, she's not relatable at all.
She's hilarious.
She's funny, but she's not relatable. And I think that that is why the producers are calling her not authentic.
Yeah.
Because she has a big persona, which is great, and you need that persona for the party scenes, for the
blow-ups, the fights,
yes,
the
absolutely.
Cast trips.
But the rest of the time, you have to be able to bring it down a notch
and
just
she hasn't
be
figured
human.
That out yet.
Yeah, so she hasn't figured out how to... She's not humanizing herself.
I don't think that they should cut her, though. I think that bring her back for season two with that advice... Bring everybody back. Yeah. Why would you
and
cut anybody from this cast?
Humanizing yourself doesn't mean talking about how woe is me, like this is my tragic backstory. Which, because we've heard that from Jen, and that
and
is vulnerable,
we've heard that from
and that's
Heather,
important.
We've heard it from Whitney, we've heard it from Mary.
Humanizing yourself isn't, it's not just that. That's a part of it, but it's not only that. It's also just, let's just do something kind for somebody else just because we can.
Like
you know?
Luann going to the jail.
Yeah,
to be like, I know your struggle. I was in jail for 72 hours when I was arrested for being drunk, and they're all sitting there like, I've been in jail for 20 years, bitch.
Yeah.
Like, who are you? Like, she has her, like, Louis Vuitton sunglasses on.
Yeah. But, like, you can tell that Leah is just, like, trying her best to be a good person, and she fails sometimes, but you can see that she's adamantly trying, right?
Yeah.
Versus
Jen
is
just... over
just...
the top all the time. There is no... Yeah. But that's why the party that she threw was so iconic.
Mm-hmm.
And I love that her husband was seriously convinced they were going to Popeyes. And then he was so innocent. She was like, we're going golfing. And he was like, that's so fun. I was like, I just
love Sharif. He seems
such
an awesome.
He's perfect for her.
Oh, absolutely.
Like, no one else could handle her but Sharif.
No. It's
no one else.
Yeah. When you have such a big personality like that, I've learned that in my own relationships, when you have somebody like Jen who's very reactionary and very, like,
you need
big
a Sharif.
And explosive. Yeah, exactly. You need somebody like Sharif who is calm and even-tempered and able to look at the reactionary and not react at all and remain level-headed. That's the only way that that dynamic works.
I'm sorry, but Lisa Barlow, she got super excited to show us her choreographed routine from middle school when she was talking about Whitney.
I was like, I lost it.
And then if that's not good enough, Whitney needs a lot of attention. Stop twerking and get off the floor. I was like, it's like...
Lisa is just so funny. She is it. I agree. I love Lisa. I love Whitney too. Don't get me wrong.
No, but she, I don't know. That was, she got all wasted and then was like, wait, let me say this again. You know me as
she was trying so hard. She was just too drunk. And that's the thing is I love Whitney for that. That was a Leah moment for me with Whitney. It's like you can tell
like,
that she's trying
stand
to
in
do
the
right
corner,
thing.
Abort mission.
I know. It was so funny. But that's where like, that's part of why I love Whitney is like, you can tell like she's trying to do the right thing.
Wants
she
to
was
say
just
it right.
a little too wasted.
And nervous.
Yeah. She was nervous and wasted. And she was trying to do the right thing. It just got a little bit sloppy.
It was messy. It was messy. Just the exit of Jen. Get my purse. We're leaving. I'm leaving my own party. I'm hitting these balloons.
I can't even speak.
Like, and you don't want Jen on the show? You don't want to see that?
Yeah. Okay, so I have to ask you a question. If you were at a party and the hostess stormed out and got super upset about something and literally left her own party.
I would film it.
Would you stay at the party and continue to have fun, or would you leave?
Well, I mean, it's a paid-for venue, so free food. Why not? And golf. Why
just
not?
Just stay and enjoy. Just be like, I don't know where the hostess went, but...
I'm going to go find Lisa Barlow. Like, let's go hang out and drink her tequila.
I love it.
I'd stay. Would you stay at Jen's party?
I'd stay. I wouldn't leave. If I was at a party and the hostess left, or host left, or whatever, I'd just be like, well, that was interesting.
But just the way she
what I'm
left.
Doing.
The
yeah.
way she left. It was just...
iconic.
Like, everything we need in reality TV.
Yeah.
Jen is what we need. The Real Housewives of Salt Lake City Season 1 airs every Wednesday on Bravo. I'm pretty sure it's every Wednesday.
Yeah.
And I don't know what else anyone would be doing on Wednesday. It's Wednesday night. What are you doing?
Yeah.
Watch SLC. Because the reunion's filming this week. And I am ready for the reunion.
I'm excited.
I'm here for excited. It. So Halsey. I'm not the biggest Halsey fan.
I mean, I don't mind her.
She does what I like to call cursive singing. Which is like the new way of like singing. Like, I don't know. It's like a weird, trendy, airy kind of whisper, Billie Eilish irritatingness.
It's definitely not for everyone.
She is launching her own cosmetics company.
Okay, I don't see why all these celebrities are coming out with another makeup line.
You know why? Rihanna. Because Rihanna did it, and then all of a sudden Selena Gomez decided she could do it. Lady Gaga decided she could do it. Who wants to buy? I mean, I can understand Rihanna. Great. I can understand Lady Gaga. Who's going to buy makeup from Selena Gomez? Why would you buy makeup from Halsey?
I don't know. I mean, I guess if you're like a hardcore stan, then maybe. But like,
they're
looking
for a quick business opportunity to make money, which good for them. They're going to work off their brand.
Sure.
But why? It's so oversaturated.
I agree. What's the point? It's very oversaturated. There's so many different makeup brands out there. There's so many different palettes and eyeliners and mascaras and whatever. And it's just like, pick something else. It started with fragrances and now it's on makeup.
No one makes perfume anymore or cologne.
Yeah.
And now all of a sudden it's about cosmetics.
Yeah. Well, which makeup is huge and it is a big business. But also it's like, do something.
Just
because
you're a singer doesn't mean all of a sudden you're entitled to, you're not going to become Beyonce. You're not
going to
become Rihanna. Like, you're not Bethany Frankel. Like, Bethany Frankel from RHONY, you know, Real Housewives, she turned herself into a brand with Skinny Girl and everything she did.
Sure.
And then I think Rihanna, outside of Bravo, I think more in like Hollywood land, capitalized off of herself and created Fenty. Mm-hmm. And she has her clothes and she has her makeup. But Halsey, you know, why?
Yeah.
I mean,
I don't know.
I don't really think you're that great of a singer. So let's say I'm a fan. Why would I go buy your product? Let's say I'm not a fan. Yeah. Why would I go buy your product?
I don't know. It just seems weird to me. And that's the thing, too, is especially when you are somebody who's like, it's one thing for James Charles to put out, or
Jeffree Star, Shane
to put
Dawson,
out make, yeah, because
you know,
like
whoever.
That's kind of
that's
already
their,
who they are.
That's who they are.
But that's not your category of things and you're putting out makeup stuff like that, you're going to be held to an entirely different standard.
Yeah.
Because if it's subpar, you're going to get so much hate for it. So, I mean, good luck to Halsey on that. But also, I just don't see the
point. I don't
the
get
point.
The point. Well, it's called About Face. It's available for pre-order now. I'm just going to challenge you. Just buy some and then let us know how it goes.
How much is it?
I mean,
it's expensive.
Like Kylie. And I think Kylie Jenner did a great job of this. Is she didn't really have anything. And she got into makeup and kind of made that her brand.
Mm-hmm.
So like, let's say Kylie Jenner then turned around and wanted to become a singer now. It'd be like, well, why? Your whole thing is cosmetics.
Yeah.
So then why would a singer then turn around and want to like stick to singing? Like, you're known for singing.
It's just weird to me. I don't know.
It's a money grab.
Absolutely.
Now, I don't know if you've heard this, but there were some rumors out there that Justin Bieber was going to become a minister. Did you hear that?
Yeah, I like vaguely heard about this.
And this week he's denying that. So Page Six, once again, they came out with a story kind of talking about, oh, Justin's studying to be a minister for Hillsong. And he wants to replace Carl Lentz, who, if you don't know, Carl was Justin's, I think, personal pastoral guide. Like, you know how celebrities have spiritual guides? Whatever. Like, just go to church. Like, why do you need a personal spirit? I don't know. You know what? It's a nice thought. If you have the money, why not? But Justin used to go to this church. And Carl was the, like, head pastor. Very popular with millennials. Connected with people of our age group. He was canned this year, not too long ago, for allegedly cheating on his wife.
Oh.
For having adulterous relationships.
Oh, dear.
So he was kicked. He lost his job. And there were rumors out there that Justin was studying to become a minister to replace him.
Interesting.
Which, at first, I thought, maybe? But I don't really see that.
We don't need another Kanye moment.
We don't. No.
Musician turned pastor for some reason.
Justin's going to come out with a cosmetics line. Like, oh my God, it's all stop. Happening. So actually, Justin took to his Instagram story this week and was like, hey, this is not happening. This is fake news. I have no intention of this. And by the way, Hillsong isn't even my church. My church is Church Home.
Oh.
Which is interesting because Justin was a member of Hillsong very publicly. So it got people thinking, did he disown the church after the Carl Lentz controversy?
I mean, I don't know. I think it's definitely... Why did they think he was going to become a minister to begin
with? To replace Carl.
Well, they were yes, like, I understand the reason him. Why. But like, where did that rumor even start?
Page Six, an inside source. Same people who reported the Kimye divorce. So should we... Page Six, what's going on with you?
Yeah, because it's just... There's a lot of drama happening right there. And it's just
like Justin Bieber's going to become a minister now?
I just can't see that. I mean, I'm not a big church person anyway. I would be that person who'd have a spiritual guide over going to church. But I don't know. I just can't imagine being like, I'm going to let Justin Bieber
be my pastor.
Yeah. I just can't envision that.
I don't know. I don't see it. But you know what? He's denied the claims. He's not going to become a pastor.
Good luck?
I don't know if it's good luck or good for you or... I mean, like, okay.
It's really something. Yeah, it's really something.
And also this week, we saw The Real Housewives of Dallas Season 5 premiere. This is your first time ever watching Dallas.
Yes.
I am so excited to get your thoughts. We have to start off with the taglines. I have to know what you think about the taglines. Your face is underwhelming.
I thought they were cool. Don't know. Some of them I thought were better than others.
Oh, yeah. And I love that Carrie just totally ripped off Lisa Barlow's tagline from SLC.
Oh,
yeah.
Oh, absolutely.
Totally ripped it off. Yeah. I don't like Carrie. Carrie can go away.
Yeah,
She was the only one in the whole premiere that didn't have a solo home footage scene. Did you notice that?
No, I didn't. That's a good point.
She only had one confessional, and she was only at the group events and had barely any camera time. Oh. I was like, yes, fade her out. That was me.
I love that. I mean, I don't want to make too many judgments too quickly because I feel like I'm very guilty of that when we...
Oh, yeah.
I think that this season definitely has potential and has promise. I don't want to, like, have any full thoughts on any of the cast members yet until I see them for a couple more episodes.
Okay. But if you have a favorite tagline, I'd love to know because mine was either Deandra's, which was the whole Dallas Girls or Sugar and Spice.
And I'm still working on Nice. I did like that one.
That is you, basically.
I like
you.
That one a lot.
What about Cameron's, though? She was like, I love to be pampered, but I'm nobody's pet. I was like...
I thought that was funny.
Oh, well, you don't know Cameron. So I know Cameron's obsessed with dogs, and she has her own dog food brand.
I know that, and it has like pink food dye in it and stuff.
Yeah.
Which is cool. She's obsessed with pink. I mean, I thought that was cool. For me, it screams the same as like Sonia in New York City, where she's like...
Oh, I have a taste for luxury and luxury has a taste for me.
No, the one where she's like... She was trying to like make a point that she's like nobody's arm candy.
Oh, yeah,
it just screams
yeah.
like that.
Well, that's
it's
true.
Like, I just feel like it's like make it about you. Don't make it... Like if you're trying to prove that you're not somebody's side piece accessory, you obviously are a side piece accessory.
Don't you dare come for Cameron.
I'm not shading her. I'm just saying that that was the wrong
and
direction
Tiffany,
to take their tagline.
Tiffany, the newbie.
I like Tiffany so far.
Tiffany's a doctor.
Yeah, I love Tiffany so far.
I loved her tagline.
I will say.
Which was, what was it? I can save your life, but
I
not
can't
your reputation.
Save, yeah, not your reputation. I really like that. I thought that was good.
Yeah.
Very shady.
Tiffany is like the newbies this year. Wendy, Leah, Tiffany.
Oh, yeah. They're bringing it.
We also got to meet the franchise's new friend. Her name is Jen.
Mm-hmm.
I like Jen so far. I've heard that she's going to have... I mean, we've talked about it. She was supposed to be full-time, and then she had a messy divorce, and they... I think they demoted her. But from what I've heard, the little bits of her storyline that we will see are going to, like, be shocking.
Oh,
so
okay.
I'm ready for Jen.
I'm excited for that.
Her and Brandy. Just... We're not even going to go there. Her and Brandy, just... Dallas is always really fun. Like, what you're going to see, it's very like New York. A lot of drinking and a lot of fun, especially
this
season.
Which is a nice break
from
other things. Yeah.
The cold SLC.
Yeah.
And the culty OC.
Yeah.
Right?
Definitely. It's nice to just see some people drinking and making merry.
Yeah.
Sure. Although it was weird because, like, I don't know. It's like weird with the COVID stuff. Like, why were they having a garage sale?
Oh, Cameron's garage
sale? Yeah. And like,
see, but that's Cameron. I just don't... Like a garage sale of like her couture clothes.
Yeah. Like, that's, it's like, so firstly, Cameron. I just love, who said it? They were like, she doesn't need the money. Like, what are we doing here? Like, I thought it was funny. I was just like,
but like, why not? I love a garage sale.
I mean, come yeah, on. But like, it's one thing if you're like, oh, I'm going to get some steals. Like, I'll get some plates for like a dollar, or like, you know, I'm going to get some nice shirts for 25 cents. Bed. But I'm not going to a garage sale with, you know, 10 grand in my pocket. Like, I'm walking into a couture store. But this is like a rich community. Store.
So like, you're thinking, this is a real housewife? Yeah, but
if you're rich, then who's going to buy from somebody else? If you're rich enough to live there, why are you going to buy somebody else's used stuff? Yeah, that just doesn't make sense to me.
I don't
And if you're doing secondhand, who's secondhand going to afford that? I just don't get it. That's like, who is the demographic she's selling to? If she's
made $23,000. Didn't you hear her say later? She was like, I made like 20 grand. Good for her.
Still, I mean, I guess.
She bought it. Resell it. Make some of that money back.
I don't know.
The pink tree. She was like, should we sell it? It's like, no, keep the pink tree.
She's definitely a character. Yes. She's fun to watch for that.
But. Yeah. We also got to see Stephanie's pool party, which is where...
Stephanie seems... cool.
Stephanie,
she's gorgeous.
Everyone loves Stephanie. Everyone's like, oh, Stephanie is the HBIC. She's the queen of Dallas. It's like, Stephanie is an OG, but she can't be the queen of Dallas. You can't, if you're she's basically Snow White. Like, she doesn't have a mean bone in her body.
Yeah.
She's never had a proper feud. She's never had a blow up explosion moment. You can't be the HBIC if you're Snow White. Like, to me at this That's point, fair. I think that Deandra and Cameron are more the center of the show. And they're my two favorites right now, at least.
Okay.
And I think Tiffany is getting there.
Tiffany is definitely coming in strong.
Especially Brandy.
Yeah. I don't know. I mean, the whole Brandy, I kind of have mixed feelings about because I was...
because you've only met her with this.
Yeah. And also, too, just, like, the whole... I love seeing the moment between her and Tiffany when Tiffany when Tiffany was talking about...
Let me tell you my story.
Yeah.
And then she...
And I thought that was really beautiful. Like, it had me tearing up. You know, they were both crying. Like, I thought that was really beautiful and emotional. And I think that the one problem that I'm having with Brandy right now is that instead of making her mistake with the video about how it's affected other people, she's making it all about her.
Like, I contemplated suicide. Like,
yeah, and it's like, I understand that it's
she had to check into a wellness center.
Yeah, but and it's like, and I feel bad for that, but also like, it doesn't excuse what you did.
And
I
think Tiffany said that she's like a kid that's like a kid that hit another kid
and then starts crying.
Yeah, because you're like embarrassed and ashamed.
Yeah, of course, and as you should be. But
I think she's having a human response. If that were to happen to anyone, I think that's a very natural response, as you think about yourself first.
Sure,
and I think Tiffany's going to help her be like, well, wait, let me tell you my story. And how it's affected just me. And I'm like, I'm a doctor. And what you did still affects me. And I've made it.
Yeah.
Like, not to mention people out there that the Asian community that watches the show, that are fans of you. Mm-hmm. How do you think it affected them?
Yeah.
Right? And I think Tiffany's going to be really good for that.
I think so. I think that's important. And I just feel like I feel for Brandy. Like, I mean, obviously, I never want anybody to be in a place where they're suicidal or anything like that. And I think that's a horrible situation, and I mean, all of those, you know, I feel bad
everything,
for her.
Yeah.
It's just a mess. But at the same time, like, right now, I understand that you went through that, but it's not the time to make it about yourself.
You. Yeah.
You know,
I get both sides. I think that I understand like, her like, being mean, like, well, you know, I was feeling suicidal. This is how I felt about it. But we haven't seen enough yet. I mean, just the end of the episode was a to be continued.
It just sounds like, to me, it feels like, you know, when there's like a breakup and one person's like, if you leave me, I'm going to kill myself. And it's like, well, I'm only leaving you because you treated me like trash. It's like, I don't want you to be suicidal, but also...
Do you think that Brandy should have been fired?
I think that Leanne and Brandy both should have been fired.
I miss Leanne. I know. I'm so sorry that everything that happened with Leanne, I'm very sad at how her... ending came on the show, but I feel her missing. There is a huge hole missing because Leanne was that HBIC, Teresa, Lisa Vanderpump, Tamara Judge, Vicky Gunvalson, NeNe Leakes, pot stirring Jen of the group. Mm-hmm. And then you take that out and it's like, I already know she's missing, but I know why she's missing.
Yeah.
Why is there a double standard?
And that's the thing, is I feel like if Leanne wasn't able to get away with it, and Leanne was such a huge part of the show, why is Brandy still here?
Maybe because Brandy's wasn't on camera, wasn't on the show. But that's
even
still...
so, that you're still a public figure. I mean, look at like Johnny Depp, where his divorce with Amber and that trial with Amber, you know,
is
completely different than his career. But he's banned from all of his major roles right now. Meanwhile, Brandy did something off screen, but she's still on the show. It's, I don't know.
Truly, you want to know what I think? I think that they had to make an example out of Leanne. And I think that casting knew, production, Andy, Bravo, I think they knew without Leanne, if we also have to cut Brandy, and by season 5 we're down to one OG, the show was shot. Like, they had to put the show first. Whether that was wrong or right, I
don't know.
I don't know. But I think that there was a little bit of a double standard there. I think that the only reason they kept Brandy was because she appeared to be more remorseful than Leanne did.
That's fair. But yeah, Brandy definitely needs to
and have I have some heard, adjustments. I have heard that she barely came back this season. Mm. So in next season, I have heard if we make it to next season, if they get another season, that there is going to be a huge
shake up
of some sort.
Understandable.
But I'm happy to hear that you're watching Dallas. I want you to keep watching Dallas because I think this season is going to be it's going to be good.
Absolutely.
I love Dallas. I think it's very underrated, and I hope they can bring the drama without Leanne, because we've got drinking and the screaming and the laughing and the fun.
We need the drama. We need the drama still has time to develop.
Yeah.
But
The Real Housewives of Dallas season 5 airs every Tuesday on Bravo. The season is just starting out. If you haven't seen it, catch up. I've heard the season's going to be good. I've heard it's going to be good.
I'm excited about it. Well, thank you guys so much for tuning in this week. I think we've covered everything cycling through the rumor mill.
Oh, look at you got the outro. We covered everything cycling through TRM this week.
Yes.
And just first week of 2021 just would not let up.
No.
Just wouldn't let up.
I don't think it's getting any easier. We can hold on to hope, but
fingers crossed, but yeah. Like still 2021 is coming for us.
It is.
So hold on tight. Whew. To stay updated with us, you can follow us on Instagram at the.rumor.mill. You can follow us on Twitter at TRM Updates, and you can subscribe to our YouTube channel at The Rumor Mill. You can also follow our personal host pages on Instagram. You can find me at trmhost.spencer.
And you can find me at trmhost.lexi.
And don't forget, new episodes every Friday. You can find us wherever you listen to podcasts. We cover all the celebrity news and reality TV you can handle. And we'll see you next week.
See you next week.